Okay, let's move on to number two, which is engaging customers. So number one was attracting customers, meaning you're getting people into your world. So in social media, that means they're becoming a fan on Facebook, they're following you on Twitter, they're connecting with you on LinkedIn, they're, joining your Ning site, whatever that is for you. That's number one. Number two is to engage the customers. And this is where we're really building that whole know, like, and trust, right? There's the old saying, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. I absolutely believe that to be true. I base a lot of my marketing advice around that principle. And engaging customers is the phase where you're making people who don't know you, people who are just coming in from somewhere on the internet, you're making that relationship go from a stranger relationship to a know, like, and trust relationship. So this phase is where you really want to move more from broadcasting to dialogue. So by broadcasting, I mean messages that you're just sending out to everyone and there's no back and forth. That's part of engaging customers, but you also want to have that more personal conversation where you're having a one-on-one dialogue on Twitter. Or you're leaving a comment on someone's blog, or you're responding to a comment left on your blog, or you're even emailing people one-on-one. You're kind of taking it to that next level as part of your mix of engaging customers. This says Twitter conversion. It's supposed to say Twitter conversation for the record, which will hopefully lead to a customer conversion later. So again, the goal is for prospects to feel like they get to know you as a trustworthy, likable person. This person-to-person connection is so important. That's why I always teach to brand as yourself, to speak as yourself, and not as your company name and a logo. People need to feel like they've gotten to know a human being. And we all know that it takes multiple touches before someone becomes a customer. That's what you're doing in the engaging customers phase, and you want to make that as easy for people as possible. So, in the old advertising marketing world, we might say that somebody has to see our TV advertisement 7 times before they buy, or we have to send them 10 pieces of direct mail, or whatever the old marketing mix was. It's the same thing on social media. We just have this kind of incredible, really easy way to scale that. So people still need to hear from us multiple times in most cases, which is why social media is just really no different from any other marketing channel. Sometimes people will get frustrated saying social media doesn't work for them quickly, but often I found they're not really taking the patience and they're not communicating with people frequently enough or giving people enough opportunities to receive those touches. So you can do that via blog post, you can do that via posting on your Twitter, sending out a newsletter, updating LinkedIn, whatever it is. You're getting in front of people, you're communicating with them, so they have a lot of different opportunities to get to know, like, and trust you, get to know your unique philosophy on how to do business and get to know why your products and services will benefit them. So, what you really need to remember in this phase is that it's no different from anything else. You're going to have to get in front of people multiple times. Social media is a really easy way to do that. And I want to just jump to this example. My friend Lori March, Evangelista LA, on Twitter is a interior designer here in LA, and she does a lot of work with realtors. She does a lot of homes that were, I don't even know what you call it, a home that you build just to sell. She'll do the decorating for them. And she told me that she used to have to drive around LA just to do a little kind of stop by and chit chat, basically just to stay in front of people, check in, see if they have any new products, projects for her, all that kind of good stuff. It took a lot of time, it took a lot of energy, and she told me that she does a lot of that through Twitter now. Because what she does is this piece right here, using social media as part of your organized follow-up strategy. So what Lori does is when she meets a new realtor or home stager or contractor, whatever it is, somebody that she can maybe work with or who can refer her some work, she asks them if they're on Twitter. And if they are, she finds out their name and then she follows them there. Of course, they usually follow her back. And now all the people who are following her on Twitter, read her Twitter updates regularly. So they're staying in contact with her. They're staying in communication with her. She no longer has to drive around LA because she's getting to do that virtually instead. It's really cool. And that's a big overlooked opportunity in selling in social media, is making these easy touch points part of your follow-up strategy. So whatever ways you bring people in, whether it's meeting people at a networking event or maybe speaking engagements or maybe even using some direct mail strategies, once you find those people who are good prospects, find out if they're on Twitter, friend them on Facebook, connect with them on LinkedIn. You're providing places that make it really easy to get yourself in front of people because, of course, you send out that one update on Facebook and LinkedIn, on Twitter. You don't have to go make the rounds calling every single person. You send out those updates and they're automatically put in front of everybody. Of course, not everybody sees everything. We don't sit around in front of our LinkedIn account going through every update that every person sends, which is why it's so important to have those multiple contacts in multiple places. You want to make it really, really easy for people to hear from you.